Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball.
That's the Who bringing us back. The Rock Out for Tommy, one of the great rock songs of all time. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm very excited about having our good friend Brad Huskin back on the show. Brad's an original founding member. We've already had his 17th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the president of IAS Training. He's a sales training expert extraordinaire. One of the top gurus of all time, and we're talking about setting goals for 2016. Brad, we talked in the previous segment. You helped us understand what a goal is. I mean, it's important to realize that a goal has to be named. You have to put a handle on it so you can carry it around with you, and it has to be evident so that you can demonstrate to people that you're actually performing on your goal. So let's talk about some specific goals that we should be focusing on.
Well, I think number one thing is that if you're a business owner, then there's personal goals, then there's business goals. I think everybody needs to have personal goals and business goals. And I would highly suggest that you write those things down and then you laminate them. Because if they're unlaminated, then it's very easy to compromise our goals, mm-hmm. so to speak, and to make adjustments and so on and so forth.
They crumble up in your hand easier if they're not laminated, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. And when setting business goals, I just suggest that people take historical data and then they come up with a mathematical formula by which they can set their goals so that they're realistic and attainable. And I really believe on having goals on three levels, and that's minimum, goal, and stretch goal. Minimum is the absolute minimum that we need to do in order to pay the bills and stay in business and maintain the quality of life and all those kinds of things. The goal level is the level at which I think you're capable of attaining. And then the stretch goal is like the BHAG goal, that this is if everything is operating correctly, if all cylinders are firing, then this is what we should hit.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I would always attach some type of a reward or a benefit to hitting the stretch goal. And, I'll give an example. When I first started,
so a minimum goal is you might keep your job. You may or may not be able to stay in business. Your capability goal would be where you just maintain what you got, but probably since you're not growing at all, you probably put yourself in a little bit of jeopardy.
Well, I would say the minimum has to, accomplish or include cost of living and inflation and all those kinds
of things.
Right,
the minimum.
So that you
okay.
can maintain what you had in the.
But if you're an employee, if you were thinking about this for employees, it would be where you say, okay, you barely keep your job at that level.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say so. Or that's a survival goal. And,
right.
Commission salespeople, no matter what the company gave me as a goal, I always increased that by about 10%.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought to myself, well, if that's all the better they think I can do, I'm just going to go out and prove them wrong and show them what I can do and how much I can accomplish,
mm-hmm.
those kinds of things. And maybe that's what happened when I was successful in sales, so to speak, is that
mm-hmm.
I never was settling for the minimum, so to speak.
Right.
So, exactly. So, and what I was going to say is when I first started the company, I set my goals on three levels. Goal number one was to pay the bills and keep the company and keep the kids in school and keep the house paid and those kinds of things. And goal number two was to do a certain amount of money. And goal number three is where we take the Caribbean cruise. And so there was a reward attached to the end of hitting the stretch goal. And, of course, we took the cruise and life was good. So.
And so what was the difference, do you think, between accomplishing the lower, the middle, or the upper? What do you think it took to do that? Are you that special, more special than the average person?
No.
Or what do you think?
As a matter of fact, I'm less special than the average person. I'm not that smart a dude, but I just am relentless in my pursuit of making sure that we accomplish the things that we want to accomplish. And, You know, you always have to look at, is this a good decision or a bad decision? Because one bad decision in business, as you know, or one bad decision in life can destroy somebody's life or destroy somebody's business. And if you always keep your eye on the ball, and you know, I tell people that, you know, they set these goals that are just so crazy and so way out there that they couldn't possibly achieve them. And, you know, just talking to the salespeople, the goal every time you wait on a customer, most people believe the goal is to make a sale. I don't think so. I think the goal is to make a friend. Because anybody can make a sale, but if you make a friend or somebody that's personal trade and it's going to deal with you for the rest of your life, then that's the accomplishment of what the real goal that you want to achieve is. So you got to really look at these things and study them and say, well, is that really a goal or is that just the minimum of what I want to achieve?
One of the things, in terms of what you were doing, too. I mean, I think that the thing is, regardless of your of you know whether anybody's more special than someone else, you knew that in order to accomplish the goal to acquire the things that you wanted, and when I say things, I'm not necessarily talking about money and stuff or cruises. There are other reasons to accomplish things, but you were willing to do the work. Right.
Well,
I mean, when you set a goal, there's BTU's got to go behind that, right?
Absolutely, yeah. If you're not willing to do the work, and what I was going to say too is, you know as well as anybody, when you start a business, that no matter what your business plan says, it isn't going to happen that way.
That's right.
You got to be willing to adjust and tweak and fine tune and make changes and all those kinds of things, because that's all part of life. Life just happens.
Yeah, and it's like in the infantry. The infantry, they teach you that. That your battle plan survives till first contact with the enemy.
Exactly. That's right.
Tin Till, right back with our good friend Brad Huskin, IASTraining.com. Go there and check it out. You'll thank me later.
Got a black magic
number. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.